Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's hard to start when we don't have to do a sync clap, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to do one?
Just for old time's sake?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to do this? Sorry, if I told you about... I sent you a voice message.
Yeah, yeah.
That the podcast I edit for... We're live, by the way, now. Okay. I've got my podcast voice on. The podcast I edit for Do Go On, who we've had on the show before... I taught them Carlisle's So No One Told You Life Was Going to Be This Way, clap, 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 as a sync clap. And now they do it, but Matt Stewart impersonates me as he does it. Mm. And he had to message me to check it was okay. Yeah. Because now whenever an episode starts, he goes, "So no one told you life was going to be this way."
I know all of this, AJ. I don't know why you're just telling me now.
It's for the listeners at home.
Oh, are we live?
We're live, and the reason we're making a big deal of this, of not doing a sync clap, is because, Richard, do you want to say it or do I want to say it?
Should we say it at the same time?
Okay.
We are in love.
We both made the same joke. We're in the same room.
We're in the same room.
Which is rare for the podcast.
Which is rare. Yeah, I was thinking, when was the last time we recorded an episode of the same room? Was it Sesame Street?
Oh, no, you've recorded in my new flat. That was my old flat, Sesame Street. MVP was on
Sesame
Street.
Oh, yeah, fuck, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what was...
When was the last time MVP. I was here?
We haven't recorded anything in this house.
Yes, we have. We recorded the MCU film franchise follow-ups about the MCU movies of last year.
Oh, yeah. I remember me being here.
I remember being here.
Okay. Well, but one thing for those who are in this room, which just me and you might be wondering this, is that even though we are in the same room, we are still wearing headphones, which if you watch or listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, they wear headphones because they're getting feedback of the audio.
Yeah.
So they can monitor it. We don't have that kind of setup.
No.
But we are wearing headphones because today we're doing something very special. We're doing a spooky quiz, a spooky sounds quiz.
Welcome.
And so that's why we need
yes.
the headphones.
So. Welcome everybody to the Cold Pop Show podcast for Spooktober 2023, where we unofficially rename it a cult pop show.
And also worth mentioning, for the day of recording, it just changed over as I got excited about it. When I started that sentence, it was 9/11.
Wow.
On Friday the 13th.
I love categorizing 9/11 as spooky. Of all the things you can categorize it.
What would you call it? Well, I mean, like.
Tragic.
Well, you can't spell terrorism without terror.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I've put together a spooky sounds quiz for you, AJ. Those of you also in this room, again, just me and AJ, might notice that you have a very fun, what would we call it, a bandana on your head.
Yeah, because I don't need my fucking eyes for a sound quiz.
No, you don't. And then also this way I can just have the answers on screen.
Yeah, and I also thought, so I flew in this morning and boy am I tired. And
we actually flew in this afternoon.
I flew in this afternoon and boy am I tired.
Well, now it's funny.
But I'm also tired because I got up at 7.
Right, so you just want to put the blindfold down so you can rest your eyes.
What I'm saying is that the blindfold is going to add a sensory deprivation aspect to my experience of this podcast, which I think... will make it spookier because it is Spooktober, but will also put me in a place I've never podcast from before.
Yeah, right. The dark.
The dark. Without vision. And I think that's really interesting. So I'm going to don this blindfold now. I officially cannot see Rich's beautiful face. But I can.
I can see his ugly one.
I can see it in my mind's eye.
Yeah. So this is, there's six rounds, each with six sounds. Mm-hmm. I just bumped my microphone when I said that. And that is a problem for me.
Is that one of the sounds?
As an editor. So, happy Halloween, listeners. This is, you're listening to the Cult Publisher Podcast. I don't know if we've said that yet. I'm Richard. This
I'm
is
AJ.
And we are in the same room, which is rare. If you like the dynamic we have, don't listen to old episodes. You have to go back a few years to really get a regular of this. So, six different rounds. I won't tell you what the rounds are now.
Mm-hmm.
But as we get to them, I will reveal what they are. So, maybe also don't listen to this episode in the dark, because there's going to be some spooky trigger warning. There's going
to
be some spooky.
I'm listening to it in the dark.
You are.
It's not don't listen to it in the dark. It's just like, oh, sorry. That was because I can't see anything. it's not don't listen to it in the dark. It's just, it will be for an extra spooky experience.
Yeah.
The AJ experience, listen to it in the dark.
Yeah. All right. I need to, if I want, I need to open Google Docs where I have the answers to this.
Very well planned. You started recording and you were like, we can just go. And I was like, true.
Well, I was initially thinking I was going to have to go off my phone, but then...
I opted in to not be able to see anything.
Yeah, which is, you know, frankly, a dumb move on your part.
We should do this every episode.
We should. Okay, so the first round is going... I'm going to play you the audio of some famous jump scares.
Great.
So if you're listening if you're listening to this in the car, say, and you're quite a jumpy person, maybe pull over for the next couple of minutes. Some of these sounds are just nothing and then a very loud noise.
I mean, but the thing is, though, is that as a connoisseur of jump scares myself,
mm-hmm.
I find if you know they're coming, far less scary.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Even if you don't know what it is, if you're told you're about to hear a jump scare, I feel like it's far less scary.
All right. Well, this isn't part of the quiz.
Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola can.
No, this is a better beer can.
Fuck.
This is also not part of the quiz.
Friday the 13th.
Correct. That was the sound of Kevin Bacon being stabbed in the throat. Okay. Here is your first sound.
Okay. I'm actually quite scared.
I can still hear that voice.
Oh, have I seen this?
I actually don't know.
I can still hear that voice. Can I go with Candyman?
Can you go with Candyman? Also, the thing is that playing a longer part of the audio isn't going to solve it for a lot of these. There's one round where I play you more to solve it. I can tell you that is not from Candyman.
Okay. I think I should only get one guess or we'll be here for too long.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just realizing I also need to have some kind of way of counting your score.
My very important score counts for so much.
Maybe I'll just wait until you score one and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Then just hold up a thumb because I'm not going to get much more than that.
Okay, so that is actually the famous jump scare from Insidious.
Oh, yes, yeah, the Darth Maul-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, that appears behind Patrick Wilson. I left in his, what, as a clue.
Yeah, nice. I edited a Letterboxd video with Patrick Wilson, because he's directing The Red Door, the new Insidious film, and he says in that video, we're never going to get better than the face behind my head, which I thought was a very astute thing for the director of a sequel to say.
Yeah. All right, here is your second... one.
Is that Jaws?
That is from Jaws.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The John Williams score.
That's
is that when she's pulled under?
No, that is the head appearing
the
underwater.
Of course it's the head, yeah.
All right, here is...
Can you turn it up?
In the edit, it'll be seamless. I'll make sure it's normalized across everything. It's a balancing act here in the studio.
Okay.
Here is your next one.
Okay.
Hello.
so scary. For real. Is that The Mummy?
That is not The Mummy, I'm sorry to say. That is a film we've actually covered recently.
Is it Paranormal Activity?
Close.
Paranormal Activity 2.
It is. It's when all the drawers explode in the kitchen.
Nice. That's the best bit of that movie.
Yeah, that's what I put it. So you are on 1 point after three questions. Here is your fourth sound from round one.
He's laughing at us. You got what you deserved.
He's alive! He's alive!
Oh, can I get one replay, please?
Yes, you certainly can. Here you go.
He's laughing at us.
He's alive! He's alive!
The light, he's alive? Is that what he says at the end of that?
I'm sorry, Ajay. I cannot give any clues like that.
So it sounds like someone's throwing up something, which makes me think it's maybe something like Slither? That's my guess.
That's your guess? Yeah. No, the voice you were hearing at the start there is Brad Pitt that says he's laughing at us, and then followed by John C. McGinley saying, you got what you deserved, and then Sloth from the movie Seven coughs up and reveals that like they think that he's dead at that point. So that's David Fincher's Seven.
Ah, okay.
So, and here's the next one.
When you said John C. McGinley, I was like, oh, it's No Vacancy.
Oh, this is the famous jump scare from season 4 of Scrubs.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Let's go. I feel like I want to say it's like a haunted house movie because I heard someone enter a what sounded like a very empty house. Let's go Sinister.
That is incredible. I almost had one from Sinister on there. Damn. There's a famous lawnmower one in there.
Damn.
That is the famous jump scare from Exorcist 3.
Oh, with the...
Down the hallway.
Down the hallway. The only clip I've seen of Exorcist 3.
Yeah. All right, so still in one round. Do you have a chance to double? Do you have a chance to double that now by scoring another point on the final one of this round? Here you go.
Does they get anything on you? And those criminals are back on the streets, followed swiftly by you and me.
This is The Dark Knight.
Yeah, I put that one in there for you.
A movie I have seen 1,000 times.
Oh, 1,000, wow. Yeah. So at the end of round one, jump scares, you are on 2 points.
We should clarify what happens in the jump. I feel like that's a lot of the content. And we just, so that's when the fake Batman slams onto the window in front of Nesta Carbonell's mayor of Gotham.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which I tell you, gets me every time. I'm never not expecting that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm never expecting it is what I should have said.
Oh, nice.
So this one, 2 points, end of round one. On to round two, I'm going to play you audio from 6 different horror trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And, for almost all of these, I think I've opted for old school trailers, so you'll be hearing the voiceover from the trailer.
Okay.
And this one, I can actually play you some audio where they say the name of the film. So here is your first one.
Do strange noises spook you? Do shadows give you the shivers? Do monsters send you screaming? You are not alone.
I'm going to just guess wildly in order to move the game along. I don't know what this is, but I'm going to guess it is The House on Haunted Hill.
All right, I'll play. So here's the audio again, followed by the reveal.
Do strange noises spook you? Do shadows give you the shivers? Do monsters send you screaming? You are not alone. You're in the Scooby Zone.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Grab your ghoul repellent and get ready for Scooby Doo on Zombie Island.
That's the original Scooby Doo on Zombie Island for you.
Nice. I was going to ask, do you remember that original Scooby Doo movie trailer where it looked like it was a Batman movie?
Yeah.
I thought it might have been that.
Yeah. So that was the original trailer, Scooby Doo on Monster Island.
Nice. Zombie Island.
Zombie Island, sorry. Yeah, I've written Monster Island on my answer key.
Well, so you're just the same as that Bumble match I talked about on the Scooby-Doo.
That's right. That's probably where I got it from, yeah. All right, here is your second trailer.
The eagerly awaited third chapter of the most celebrated cult classic of our time.
Even one more time.
The eagerly awaited third chapter of the most celebrated cult classic of our time.
This is not what it is, but I'm trying to cut you off at the pass if you've done a funny.
Yeah.
Is this Home Alone 3? Let me explain, because it he says it's the third chapter,
yeah.
And then you hear what sounds like a bowling ball, which is maybe a trap from Home Alone 3.
That's great. All right, let's listen and see if you're right.
Okay.
The eagerly awaited third chapter of the most celebrated cult classic of our time.
Say hello to the 21st century. Yeah!
Army of Darkness.
Buckle up, bonehead.
Yeah, so that's Army of Darkness. What you're hearing is like the scene where there's a bunch of little ashes running around, and there's like, and there's a bunch of just like silly sound effects.
Yeah.
So that, Army of Darkness, the third part of the most eagerly anticipated cult classic. Here is your next one.
Don't answer the phone. Don't open the door. Don't try to hide.
Is this the Edgar Wright Grindhouse movie?
Is that what you're locking in?
Don't is what the movie's called.
That's a good guess, and that is deliberately how I was trying to trick up. It's not Don't.
Okay.
Don't answer the phone. Don't open the door.
Screen?
Don't try to hide.
Or is it One Missed Call?
That's scary.
The movie made fun of in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where they answer the phone and die.
That is Scream.
Nice.
Yeah. Still on 2 points. All right, here we go. Are you having fun? I want people at home listening to this to remember as well. AJ is still blindfolded.
Yeah,
it's a very funny visual.
It's funny, and you should take a photo of it for socials.
I have taken many photos already.
But also, like, chill vibes. Like, I'm feeling good. And those are always fun episodes as well.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Your next one here.
Okay.
One night is all that stands between them and freedom.
This is my kind of place.
But it's going to be one hell of a night.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Any what you want to say is your thought process there?
It's about, because that's a movie about teenagers going on holidays, and he's like, what a place, or whatever he said.
Mm. This is my kind of place.
This is my kind of place.
All right, here you go. See if that's right.
One night is all that stands between them and freedom.
This is my kind of place.
But it's going to be one hell of a night. From dusk till dawn.
Do you know what? That voice, that's George Clooney, isn't
it? Yeah.
Because I was like, who is that voice? And I thought maybe it was Tim Allen. It had the same intonation as, I gotta get married.
No thanks, I already have a wife. That's what he says right before the trailer.
Oh, well.
All right, here is the penultimate one from this round.
Okay, I'm doing terribly.
He's rubbing his eyes, he's getting tired.
I'm getting sleepy.
You're not even having to keep them open, though.
Mm. Well, then I'm falling asleep.
Here. All right. Well, here you go. Here's some more spooky noises in the form of a trailer.
Oh, no.
What they thought would be a new beginning.
Toast to us.
Is becoming a dead end.
Is that the movie Dead End?
Let's find out.
What they thought would be a new beginning.
Toast to us.
Is becoming a dead end. I know what you did last summer.
One of the worst franchises we've ever watched, yeah. I reckon.
I left the car sound effect in there as a little clue for you. You might at this point realize that five out of five so far have been films we've covered on the podcast, which I did to aid you. This is supposed to be a hard quiz, though. Let us know how you're doing at home.
Yeah, please.
Here is the last one from this round. Enjoy.
What the hell?
Oh. Am I not getting all of the audio in my headphones?
That's a very relevant. That's a very good question to ask.
Yeah.
Do you want to throw out a guess?
One more time, please.
What the hell?
I'm going to guess Phantasm.
That's a good guess. I'm just going to play the answer. And this one's quite long because I love it so much. But here you go.
What the hell?
This is the mummy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wait, the best bit's coming. Yeah, so that is The Mummy 2017, the Tom Cruise film, where when the trailer was first released, the studio Universal accidentally uploaded it without any sound effects or music. So that is what you're hearing there.
It's the same sound bite.
It's so good. And it's also just like blatantly not Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
All right, here is, so this one is another round where no more context is going to help you. So there's no, that's the only one that has like an answer sound as well. So I will just tell you, round three, throw out two, just to update on the scoreboard. We've got AJ on two.
Oh, God.
Round three concerns movie monsters. I'm going to play the noise that a movie monster makes.
Okay.
And you have to identify
a monster. I think I might be better at this one than the other rounds.
Yeah. I compiling this, I was surprised how identical a lot of them sound.
Okay. Bud.
Here you go.
It's not like I don't have any ideas. I have too many ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Go, throw out some of your ideas.
Okay, these aren't official answers. Yeah, yeah. So it's either Godzilla or it's one of the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park. Or it's like War of the Worlds, but I think that one's a bit different. I'm going to go Jurassic Park T-Rex.
Good guess.
But it's actually not the good Lost enough. World T-Rex.
Yeah, it's the Spinosaurus from... Oh. No, that is the Cloverfield monster from the end of the Cloverfield Paradox.
I was on the right fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, end of Cloverfield Paradox.
Yeah, so you know when it like, bursts in the clouds. Yeah. All right, this one I think you should be able to get. So
okay.
I've now maybe hyped you up too much, but okay. Here you go.
That is the Nightmare Bear from Annihilation.
Yes, that is correct. 3 points.
Yes.
Legitimately, one of the most horrifying pieces of sound design I've ever heard.
Yeah, totally.
It's horrific. Yeah, the demon bear. It's fantastic. So, 1 point. Back on the board. Well, you never left the board.
Yeah, what happened to the board?
Here is the next one.
A lot of very interesting sounds happening.
What are you
in the
hearing?
Background.
What are you hearing? Describe it.
I'm hearing a jingle of theme music that suggests maybe a slightly lighter tone than what I would have otherwise suggested, which is putting me less toward like something like a 28 Days Later zombie and more towards something of the caliber of Eight-Legged Freaks. is that? No, it's not that.
What were you going to say just then?
Mars Attacks. But it's not that.
Because they go, ack, ack, ack.
They go, ack, 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 ack. It's something similar to that, though, right? That music is, like, not the music you'd put if you were wanting, like, a...
To scare people.
Well, it's like, it means it's a pulpy, slightly comedic. Can I hear it one more time?
You sure can.
Is it Attack the Block?
No. Good guess, though. That's my guess. That is Slimer from Ghostbusters 2016.
2016.
Yeah.
I don't remember Slimer was in that one.
Yeah, right at the end. He's taking a hot dog stand or something.
Some shit like that.
Some shit. You know what he's like. All right.
God. Like, he's this person in our lives who is sick of.
All right. Here is number four.
Some little crying little kid in it. It sounds like a bear or a wolf of some kind. Can you play one more time?
Yeah.
Is it? Can I ask a question?
You can.
Is it a real life animal that's making this sound, or is it a fictional monster?
I don't know how they actually made the sound.
Yeah.
But the it's a fictional creature in the film. Well, allegedly.
Oh. Is it a werewolf?
Is that your... Are you locking that
up? Is it from Benicio del Toro's The Wolfman?
Is that your guess?
Yeah, that's my guess.
No, that is Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, that's what Boo! That was Boo! Yeah. Oh, very good.
So that was, yeah, when he... He does the scaring example and accidentally does it
when
in front
of Boo. When he does the roar.
Yeah.
Which is a real roar to a different movie.
All right, here is your fifth one. Penultimate. A lot going on in that clip.
A lot going on. First, I thought you'd put a Skinamarink clip in there because of the cartoon sound playing in the background, which sounds like it's on TV. I don't think it's part of the score of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought I could hear a cat growling.
You are hearing two animals,
which made me think
was a cat.
Which made me think it was Alien, because that's Jones from Alien, maybe.
Mm.
But then there was... Can you play it again?
I sure can. So yeah, you're hearing a cat and the creature.
I don't think it's Alien because I don't think those sounds play in Alien. Is it frick. what? So okay, something that would have a cat, and it sounds like the cat's getting eaten. Have I seen this movie?
Yes.
Have we done it for the podcast?
No, but we may have seen it together. I can't remember.
Oh my god! Okay. Is it Bad Moms 2? is it Captain Marvel?
That's a great guess. I should have grabbed Captain Marvel. unfortunately, it's not. But yeah,
I think I've had a lot of guesses in this game where you've been like, "Oh, I should have put that one in instead."
this is the creature from Shape of Water. When she brings it home and it has a little face off with the cat.
Yeah.
Kills the music you were hearing, is the TV and sort of a clue to the time period. All right, here is your, and I might just turn up this clip in Premiere because I can tell it's quite low. here is your final movie monster.
Fuck you, man. Yeah, fuck you. You don't fucking know me.
Any guesses?
Is that Eileen Wuornos in the movie Monster?
That is Eileen Wuornos. That is Charlize Theron as Eileen Wuornos in the movie Monster.
An incredible movie that we've just made a mockery of by including in this game.
Well, yeah.
Movie, yeah, all's fair in love and war.
The movie Monster. Monster movie. All right, so yeah, that is...
There are three movies called Monster. Like, and they're all about as famous as each other. You know about this?
There's...
Is the Charlize Theron one?
Yeah, there's one with Halle Berry. No, mate, it's Monsters Ball. I'm thinking of.
No, that's Monsters Ball. There's Monster, the Gareth Edwards.
That's called Monsters.
Monsters, and then there's one that came out at one of the film festivals recently. That's a Japanese film called Monster.
Wow, interesting. All right, so two in that round.
Mm.
Great job.
Coming back.
Here we go. This is going to be an interesting one. I'm giving you the opening lines from 6 different horror audiobooks.
Oh my God. Is this hard? Or is it easy?
What, like, I'll tell you, this is the hardest one to put together. Because not only, like, how hard it is to, like, pirate audiobooks, but also, like, you'd be surprised how many iconic novels don't have iconic opening lines, or, like, their opening lines just aren't very interesting.
Sorry, are these novelizations of horror movies, or are they scary books?
Scary books.
Okay. That changes things slightly.
Yeah. So, this first one's quite long. I just really like it, so we're going to let the whole thing play out. And okay. You probably not.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
I want to say War of the Worlds.
That is War of the Worlds. Yeah, great job. That is technically not the first line of the novel. I'm taking a little bit of creative liberty
on
there.
On the first question.
So that, yeah, I like that clip so much. So that is the opening to Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds, as read by Richard Burton, and it's a slightly condensed version of the opening paragraph.
The chances of anything coming from us.
I love that. That album, we used to have it on vinyl as
I think I'd have it on vinyl. I could bring it over,
or we bring it over, like we live in different cities. AJ's getting too comfortable in my house.
Sleepy with this blindfold on.
All right, so yep, scoring a point there. Here's the next one again, one I think you'll probably get quite easily.
The terror, which would not end for another 28 years if it ever did end, began, so far as I know or can tell, with a boat made from a sheet of newspaper floating down a gutter swollen with rain.
It.
It what?
It. Stephen King's It.
Nice, yes. very good. See? Easy round. Easy round. You've already you've tied the other ones. Okay, here you go. Next one.
You will rejoice to hear that no disaster has accompanied the commencement of an enterprise which you have regarded with such evil forebodings. I arrived here yesterday, and my first task is to assure my dear sister of my welfare and increasing confidence in the success of my undertaking.
Oh, sounds boring. This is like a boring book.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do 2 Stephen Kings in one round.
Please keep in mind, you think horror novels? How many that you name are going to be Stephen King?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is this like Cujo?
Good guess, no. This is Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Oh, wow. I did not know that's what Frankenstein sounded like.
It's like, it's a bunch of letters it begins with.
Yeah.
I did have, so here's a free gimme. None of these answers are Dracula. The opening line of Dracula is quite good. It's about this train arriving late. But the audiobook I downloaded, which was read by Richard E. Grant, just skipped the first line. So, no points there. Here's your next one. This one's a bit of a gimmick.
Jack Torrance thought, officious little prick.
Jack Torrance, is that The Shining?
Is that what you guess?
Is that what his name is? Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh, thank God.
No, sorry,
we've been here for hours trying to think what other book is Jack Torrance from.
Yeah. Here is your next one. Yes.
Is it the opening line of The Shining?
Yeah, he's in a job interview.
The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
Is the Black Tower? Dark Tower?
Can I give you half a point?
Because I said black first?
Because that's not the name of the book.
What's the book called?
The book is called The Gunslinger.
Ah.
But it's like The Dark Tower, The Gunslinger, but it's like... Yeah. Half a point.
Nice.
And I'm being generous there.
Okay, thank you for being generous.
Don't you fucking forget it. All right, and here is your last one. I think you'll probably get this one.
You can call me Fingerling. It's not my real name. It came from a book I read as a child. Fingerling at the Zoo.
That is the book within the film, The Number 23, that is also called The Number 23, by Topsy Kretz.
Thank you. You're 4 points there. So you're on 8.5 now.
Wow.
Congratulations. All right, we are racing through these. We've only got two rounds left, so if you want to have a little bit of banter on the side...
How long have you been recording for?
This will be going for 16 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
No.
36 minutes.
Oh, you got me.
I did. One point to me.
I did a quiz for when I left one of my jobs as a film tutor. I did a horror movie quiz for Halloween. Yeah. And it was like 6 rounds, 6 questions per round, because it was like 6, 6, 6 kind of
That's
thing.
What I've done.
Nice. And one of the rounds was I would play 6 seconds of a horror movie theme.
Mm.
And that was fun. One of them, I did the Halloween theme, which is pretty obvious. But then I did, my favorite one that I did was the audio from the cursed videotape in The Ring.
Oh, nice.
To see if anyone would get that.
Because last year, my dumb little spooky quiz, which was the name of the episode, I played you bits of horror soundtracks. And I would have loved to go back to that well. And that was kind of the genesis for this whole, I love doing audio quizzes and I think they're fun to listen to. It'll be my first time editing one. So we'll see if I still find the fun. Also, if you're not aware, which you will be because you're listening to this, this episode came out late. AJ and I have a very busy weekend and I'm not going to have time to edit this until Monday. So, I used most of the good film scores last time.
Nice.
So here is round 5.
My you know how they do the list in quizzes where you have to guess. I did a list in it that was name every Stephen King movie adaptation.
Oh, yeah.
So for people who don't do quizzes in New Zealand, it might not be anywhere else. The way the list works is like, as soon as you get one wrong on your list, you're out.
List as many as you can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if one is correct, 2 is wrong, and 3 to 10 are all correct, you'd get 1 point.
Yeah. And so because there's like 40 something Stephen King adaptations, but it was cool to be like, name 10 of them or name as many as you can. And for the ponderous puzzle, which is the riddle that you get more information of as each round was, the answer was Silence of the Lambs. And so the questions were like, I'm the only film to have won the big 4 acting or the big 4 Oscars. I'm the only horror movie to be known. You know, I am based on a sequel, but was produced first, you know, trying to be really vague about it. It was cool. It was fun to make.
All right. So round 5, thank you for padding out with me. Round 5, I'm going to play you noises from horror games.
Okay.
So these are from video games.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what I actually put. Okay.
Is that from P.T.?
No, good guess. That is when Slenderman finds you.
Yes, it is. Do you know what PT stands for?
Playable teaser.
Yeah. Cut that bit out. It's not interesting if you know it.
Did you think I wouldn't?
Not in a patronizing way. Just it's an interesting...
Just like I'm better than you way.
No, just like, it's kind of interesting. I only found it out recently.
All right. I could have told you that years ago.
Wow. Now you're being patronizing when I went out of my way to not be
to say that you weren't being patronizing. I think the fact that you felt you had to explain you weren't being patronizing is in itself patronizing.
Only to you, Richard.
For those keeping score at home, AJ is still wearing a blindfold.
Keeping score?
All right, no points so far on this round. Let's see how you go for question 2.
are spooky. Okay, my head is going to a game that it won't be, so I'm not even going to say what it is.
No, say it.
It's not my guess.
It's condescending if you don't say it.
It's not my guess, though.
Yeah.
There is a game on PS2 called Ghost Hunter.
Okay, so you're locking that in?
Yeah, I'm locking that in. I'm going to guess, is it like a Resident Evil?
I need a specific Resident Evil.
Resident Evil 2.
That is from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, that was also what I was going to guess. But I was like, if you're going to play a Five Nights at Freddy's sound, it'll be the jump scare.
That is the jump scare.
Oh, well, it's not very scary, just in audio form, is it?
I've never played a Five Nights at Freddy's game. Some of these games, I'm like, YouTube tells me this is the scary part. But yeah, no, that's what happens when Freddy comes up on screen for a second. That's from the original game as well.
Right.
Which, yeah.
It's just not that scary when you can't see it. That's really interesting. When you're playing it, it's like crippling. It's like debilitating.
Because you're like focused so hard.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Whereas you're focused on changes in audio. And
yeah.
Here is the next one. For you, so far, no panics in this round.
Well, that's the getting your face ripped in half from The Last of Us.
Yeah, that one. That's one of those things that, like, yeah, is because you and I, I'm sure, both have heard that sound a million times in a row. And it's specifically the, like, at the end. The Last of Us, but yeah, that's the bloater death from the first one. And here is your next one. Again, this is from a game I haven't played, so there's a clue for you.
One of the rounds for my quiz that I made was like, name the zombie from the game it's from.
Oh yeah.
And so it was a picture of like a bunch of like tank zombies, and it was like bloater, boomer, tank, like actually, so like very similarly named from different games.
Nice. Yeah, here's the next one.
Is that Silent Hill?
I need a specific Silent Hill.
Silent Hill 3.
No, that is from BioShock. that is apparently the sound a Big Daddy makes when it dies.
Right.
But I think that's isolated audio. I tried to like find clips of like death scenes from things, and harder than you think sometimes.
Is one of them just going to be "Whoa!"
That I should. Damn it. All right, here we go. This is your second last one for this round.
Major fracture detected. Minor lacerations detected.
That is Half-Life, baby.
Morphine administered.
Are you locking in Half-Life?
Yeah.
That is from Half-Life 2.
No, come on. That's what it sounds like in Half-Life 1 as well.
Judges?
I think I meant Half-Life as a brand, not as a specific.
Okay, well, if you meant it as a brand. all right, yeah, extra point there for you. And here is your last one. Fuck off, Norton Antivirus. All right, here we go. Just the sound Norton Antivirus makes.
Yeah. This is when things start getting a little unnerving in Doki Doki Literature Club.
Very good, AJ. I'm proud of you. Yeah, that is the first sort of spooky bit. Fantastic game.
Yeah, so good.
So at the end of our first five rounds, AJ, out of a possible 30 points, you got 11.5. This next one is a bonus round.
Okay.
And because I like... dating back to the early days of the podcast, you've always been the kind of like the bit more sort of fortitude when it comes to like scary things than me. So a lot of the life, I was
thank
just,
you. I know that how hard that was for you to say.
Like, I mean, if I was listening to this in the middle of the night in a certain time, I probably would have just skipped to a different episode because spooky sounds like this don't affect me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They do affect me. And so for round six, I was like, what is something that could actually scare AJ, that I can play him scary sounds. And so AJ...
I went to Live Leak and I found...
So you have to tell me who's being beheaded in these videos. And I'll get you to take the blindfold off of this one. No, don't. I was joking. I was going to show you beheadings. No, so AJ, for round six, I found something that you find truly terrifying. I'm going to play you sound bites from six right-wing politicians. And you have to tell me who they are.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
RIP your algorithm.
Yeah. Also, so I started downloading a bunch of clips off YouTube for this episode, and then I realized I was logged in on the Cultpopture again.
Oh, no.
But I got halfway through because I was like, fuck, I don't know if AJ uses Cultpopture again.
I use it all the time.
But so I had to go through and delete the history of that channel because I was like, I don't want you getting recommended anything or like getting onto what. But yeah, no, so I did switch by the time I got to this point. So yeah, my algorithm's fucked. But I did search a lot of like, you know, right wing fucking worst takes. Kind of also, like, surprise, unless like any of these that I like knew off the top of my head, really hard to find. Like, to just search what are some horrible things right wing people have said. So here you go. Here's the first one. This one's about 20 seconds long, so strap on.
The church is supposed to direct the government. The government is not supposed to direct the church. That is not how our founding fathers intended it. And I'm tired of this separation of church and state junk that's not in the Constitution. It was in a stinking letter, and it means nothing like what they say it does.
I can't remember. If I can make it clear I know who the person is without knowing her name, can I get the point?
I'll give you half a point so that you end on a round number.
Oh, I bet I can remember what it is if I try. It's who Tina Fey played in SNL, right?
You are incorrect. It's not Sarah Palin. So this person talking about how the church needs to dictate what the government does is Lauren Boebert, who was recently caught jerking off her partner in Beetlejuice, the musical on Broadway.
And is this the same one who chopped her boyfriend's penis off?
No, that's Lorena Bobbitt.
Is that? I mean, it's Richard. This whole time, this whole news cycle of her jerking off her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I have assumed it was that same person.
It's like, don't let her near a penis.
Do not
again.
Let her near your penis, dude.
No, but it's...
Because she's also like on the wrong side of politics as well.
I like my... But like, where do you stand on dick chopping off? It's they ask it every debate. But yeah, no. So Lauren Boebert, who was kicked out of screening of Beetlejuice, a performance of Beetlejuice, and... for like vaping and causing, and she was like, no, I wasn't vaping. And so they were like, okay, cool, we'll pull up the security footage. And they found not only was she vaping, then her she was on a date, she was not even really a boyfriend, was tweaking her nipples, and she was giving him hand stuff. And then like when asked to explain her behavior, she said like, because then it was also found out that this guy owns like a gay club. That she's like, you know, very against these kind of clubs. And she was like, yeah, I'll be sure to check the political leanings of my dates next time. That was her first like, hey, what about like, you know, how you jerked off that guy in a theater? And then later on, she was on Fox News and they were like, hey, so, you know, did you have too much to drink or something? And she was like, nah, it's just a great musical. And, you know, it gets me excited. Like, when being given an out, she was like, no, Beetlejuice makes me horny.
Wow. What's crazy about this is obviously
doing
hand stuff is a very not right-wing thing to do. Yeah. But do you know what else isn't a right-wing thing to do? Vaping is also not getting a very right-wing. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. All right, here is the next one for you.
I don't think reparations for something that happened 150 years ago for whom none of us currently living are responsible is a good idea.
Is that Mitch McConnell?
That is Mitch McConnell being asked about slavery. Reparations.
Is he about to freeze and have a brain hemorrhage?
I had a look and I thought that like it's actually what he's saying beforehand isn't very interesting.
Right.
And then the second time he did, he was just being asked questions, so it's not even him speaking. But I was like, Mitch McConnell, worst takes, and then on slavery. I was like, okay, there we go. So yeah, there that you is go. That is Mitch McConnell, another point there.
I just listen, like, not to get on my little soapbox, but you are baiting me into getting on my soapbox. Like,
I think Mitch McConnell's bad.
But just the, like, let's just reflect on the, like, absolute refusal to not be ignorant around that subject. Mm. You know what I mean? The refusal to engage with it in good faith is just, oh my God, it's so annoying.
All right, here is your third one.
I love I still got a blindfold on for this
brain. Well, I have the answers up on screen as well.
Oh, so. True.
Because I happen to believe that when some criminals go out and do such hideous, cruel crimes, and in particular when they do such terrible things to children, I think they've forfeited their own right to life.
I gotta go Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
The Queen herself, or not the Queen herself.
Yeah, so that is Margaret Thatcher being asked about capital punishment and saying how she wanted to bring it back.
It's not like. The, you know, I can see where she's coming from at least in this one.
Yeah.
Not, I don't believe in capital punishment, but I, you know, it's a, compared to the last sound clip you played, it's a little bit more sympathetic. Yeah, hard.
Oh, I forgot to write down who the last couple were, but I think I can remember them. All right, here is your fourth one.
And I love this story, and so I'm going to read it to you. Sam I Am. That Sam I Am, that Sam I Am. I do not like that Sam I Am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Is that Jordan Peterson?
No.
He sounds more like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, I do not like green eggs and ham. The
green eggs and ham are not engaging with the like emotional moments.
Engaging.
And that's exactly it. He didn't want the green eggs and ham.
I will not eat them in a fox.
In a fox?
In a fox.
No, also, there was one I had to remove, but these are all actually politicians, not just commentators.
Right, okay. I don't know then.
So this is... Are you familiar with what filibustering is?
Yeah, it's talking on and on to so that your opponent can't talk.
Yeah, and to delay bills getting passed. Anyway, so Ted Cruz shut down the government in 2013 to prevent funding for the Affordable Care Act. And part of that was reading Green Eggs and Ham, which is like, okay, I get filibustering and that it's like, you know, you go, oh, I'm going to just debate this for as long, which is what it was made for, that it's like you're staying aside. But it's now this thing, he spoke he filibustered for 21 straight hours, 13 of which actually involved in speaking. And he also quoted Ayn Rand and Ashton Kutcher's acceptance speech from that year's Teen Choice Awards.
Who's more cancelled
out
of the three of them?
Yeah, fucked. What a loser.
I love, like Trump, like, telling him his wife's ugly and then he turns around and starts working for him. It's like, you couldn't have a more categorical example of someone being, like, pathetic, you know?
Please clap.
Well, that was Jeb.
Jeb's a mess. I didn't put any Jeb in here, unfortunately. I also resisted the urge, so none of these are Trump. But you will immediately be able to tell that none of these are Trump. Here you go.
Do not come. Do not come. I'm going to come.
All right, here's the next one.
You think being gay is a choice?
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
Because a lot of people who go into prison go into prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay. So, oh, did something happen while they were in there?
Most
ask yourself that question.
Never.
What a... It's like, it's such a random example of a thing to say. Like, it's like, yeah, bro, that's 100% of the time that's what's happened. It's only prisoners. Ex-cons are the only gay people. I don't know who that is.
I don't know if you know this person. This is Ben Carlson.
Right.
The one who like got asked if he would have bought baby Hitler, like, because he's like, it's like Ben Carlson, one of the most like staunchly anti-Nazi, but also anti-abortion. And then someone just like asked him, right, like on the street, like, would you have aborted baby Hitler? And he just like steals him. It's great. Anyway, here is the last one for this, for the whole quiz. Here you go.
Leviticus says that the earth convulses
under the weight of certain human sin.
That is Brian Tamaki.
Mm-hmm. That is Bishop Brian Tamaki, who's started a bunch of political parties.
New Zealand's Fred Phelps.
Yeah, New Zealand's Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And that is him blaming the Christchurch earthquake on the gays.
What a fucking downer to end the fun, spooky good song, Richard. Nice. Yeah, that dude, he's trying to get into politics, and thank God we are just not letting him. That's the vibe at the moment.
All right, AJ, so you can take off your blindfold now.
Thank God.
So,
oh my God.
Too bright.
It's too bright. And you know how if you have your eyes closed for long enough, it's just shining a flashlight in my face. You know, if you have your eyes closed for long enough, you come back to reality and it's like, this doesn't feel real.
Mm.
I feel like I was in a that's the spookiest thing you could have given me.
I think real eyes realize real lies.
So often. So often.
So at the end of out of a possible 36 points, AJ, you scored 14.5. Not bad.
Not bad.
But at home, let us know how you did. You can let us know on the Discord. You can X at us on X.com. X.
Where was the Elon Musk soundbites? That would have terrified me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I should have, yeah, like billionaires.
You should have done 12 rounds, and from round 6 you start going, and by the end it's just all rhetoric. That would have been hilarious.
Okay, wait, hold up. Well, there's always next year.
Yeah.
And now this is our starting point for next year.
Nice. Okay, good to know.
Is the woke left bullshit that you're peddling on this podcast. Yeah, I hope you had fun listening to this. I had fun putting this together. I stayed up all night last night.
Nice,
putting it together.
Dude, it was
awesome. I stayed up to like 1 o'clock, and then you messaged me before being like, yeah, are you going to this movie? And I was like, I thought we were doing podcasts. And you were like, oh yeah.
No, I was asking to check if you were home or not.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
You said you might have
No, so thank you.
All good.
AJ, for coming.
You're very welcome, Richard.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
What was your favorite question? What was your favorite round?
I reckon that the audiobook question, because I did really well on that round. So that's my favorite. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you've enjoyed this, then please consider following Cold Pop Show on Instagram and X. Let's just adopt it. Let's just start calling it X.
Yeah, Elon Musk is great.
Yeah. All right. There's also join our Discord where you can discuss this episode with us. And if you want to chuck us some money, you can do so at patreon.com/coldpopshire, which now we're going to be going to our post-credit scene. So stay tuned for that after this spooky music. Are you going to put spooky music in?
Are you going to send me spooky music? Do we have default spooky music?
No, we don't have default
spooky music. Okay, well, I'll play He's Back, The Man Behind the Mask by Alice Cooper. Rights pending. I'll cover it myself.
Our buddy's back. He's the man behind the mask. And he's out of control. He's back. The man behind the mask. And he crawled out of his hole.
Welcome along to the post-credits scene. There's a segment at the end of each episode where if you donate $5 or more over at patreon.com/coldpopshire, you get to give us something to talk about. And this, the post-credits scene, Richard, I can read it. I'm looking at the screen. Do you want me to read it for once?
Okay.
This one's from Christopher Brown. It says, what film character do you think could be your real-life best friend?
I would say the guy from... trying to remember one of your dumb little movies.
If it makes you feel any better, not being able to name one was the most hurtful answer you could have said.
That does make me feel better, thank you.
All right.
I just want to know that I've hurt you.
Well,
out of $1 genre film, who would you think would be your best friend? You've got them ranked by likability.
My characters.
Yeah, who's number one?
Chester from Too Cool for Christmas.
Yeah, I was thinking that. But I
don't think you'd like him.
No, I would hate him. Phil Carter would be my best friend. It's one of those questions, like, I don't want to be friends with the kind of people Hollywood would think I would want to be friends with, you know?
Okay.
Like, if I went, like, the stereotypical, like, person that you think would be a good fit for me, I probably wouldn't want to be friends
with. I don't know if I have a preconceived idea of who you would want to be friends
with. Well, that's because I'm tearing it down.
Okay.
I'm breaking barriers.
My answer is Stanley Tucci from Easy A.
Mine's Patricia Clarkson from Easy A.
Done. All right, shut it off, Richard. Shut it down.
No, I would. Yeah, all right.
Darth Vader. I'm looking at a picture.
Marty McFly.
Marty McFly's a great answer.
Brody?
The shark from Jaws. We're looking at Richard's posters in this office.
Who do you reckon would be your best friend in Star Wars?
Chewbacca.
Yeah, you tried to coin the name Chewie.
Don't fucking talk about this podcast. This happened 20 years ago.
I only know this because you brought it up on the podcast. I was re-listening randomly yesterday. I went for a walk and I decided to listen to Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery's segment from the Scooby-Doo episode. Mm. And we talk about nicknames. And you were like, yeah, I briefly tried to coin Chewie because I was a hairy guy.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thanks for bringing that up.
All right, well, this has been Dicko and Chewie.
Chewie Dicko.